You're listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. This is RMU Chat. Ben Cole, Hannah Smith, Eddie Sheehy, and Zach Laufer. It is one day now before Veterans Day.
Yes, sir.
And it's a big deal always, every year. And we honor that. We respect that with all the veterans currently fighting, formerly fighting, that are still, you know, keeping our country free and as it is right now. We are joined right now by Zach Kuznaty. He is the president of the Student Veterans Association. Zach, welcome.
Hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to talk to you, since we have Veterans Day starting tomorrow, a little bit about what the veterans community is like on the campus of Robert Morris, and a little bit about the Vet Center as well. I know that the Veterans Association and the Vet Center are two separate entities, but they do come together in some instances.
Yeah, you know, the Vet Center will, you know, spend money for, you know, lunches sometimes for the veterans on campus. We, you know, we just like to try to camaraderie. We, you know, donate books to the Vet Center, so if somebody doesn't have the money to buy a book or, you know, stuff like that, we like to keep it kind of... kind of like the military, you know, relax, camaraderie, joking around, not always PC,
right?
But
right,
never inappropriate.
Sure. How big is the veterans community on campus?
There's 250 plus veterans on campus right now.
Wow.
A lot of them, you know, they vary from people that just got out over the summer. I mean, I got out in 2007. And then there's people that served when they were in the 1980s.
Right.
So it's a big diverse, for the most part, they all seem to be commuters, married, kids. So it's hard to do stuff outside of campus.
So the veterans demographic for Army is a little bit older.
Yes. Yeah.
How does that work? You said it's tough sometimes, but tell me about some of the things that you guys are actually able to do.
Well, like every year, we always have a decent turnout for, you know, homecoming, because, you know, that's camaraderie, drinking, having fun.
You guys did have, we weren't very far, the RM radio booth wasn't very far from you guys, and it looks like you guys were having a really good time.
Well, yeah, like last year, the one veteran literally brought a bar on a trailer.
That's pretty cool.
We always kind of team up with the History Club, because there's a lot of veterans or people that are interested in that kind of stuff, so we're usually tailgate with them. But it's like the smaller things at night that are harder to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the new president-elect wanted the veterans to show up to the basketball game on Tuesday last week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But we got the email in the morning, and at 7 o'clock at night, you know, everybody's home with their wives,
sure,
kids.
Sure.
It's hard to do that at the last minute.
They're trying to lead their regular lives as well.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your military history. You were part of the Coast Guard. I know that. But what? Tell me a little bit about whenever you were in the Coast Guard.
Well, I joined in 2002, almost less than a year after 9/11 happened. I went to boot camp in Cape May, New Jersey. My first duty station was actually Cape May, the small boat station, doing search and rescue. And after 2 months of boot camp, going, wait, I'm not leaving. It was kind of a shock. And, you know, then I found out what the real Coast Guard was like opposed to boot camp. And then I went to electronics A school. So I learned how to work on electronics. That was in Petaluma, California. Then they sent me to Yorktown, Virginia for fire control technician C school, which is I worked on the radar system that controlled the 76 millimeter cannon on the front of the ship.
Wow.
So I worked on the radar, I maintained the radar, and I got to fire the gun. But I didn't have to clean the gun, so
right.
That was the gunner's mates.
Okay.
And then I got when I graduated there, I went to Seattle, Washington on a ship, the U.S. Cutter Midget, which is a guy's last name. There's two T's.
That's pretty cool.
But I got there, the boat wasn't there. They had to fly me into Dutch Harbor, Alaska, because they were up there for the crab fishing season doing search and rescue.
Sure.
So I flew in there, met with the boat, and found out really quickly that I don't get seasick.
Well, that's a plus.
And the 3 years I was on the ship, I either went, you know, up to Alaska for the search and rescue for the crab fishermen's, Hawaii, or down south to drug interdictions.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not like going down south at all. It was hot. The water was flat. I didn't even know I left the pier. And, you know, if I'm on a boat, I want to know I left the pier. But, like, we had migrants. We had, like, 30 migrants on the outside of the boat one time where we had to stand watch. I was part of the boarding team. They didn't give me a gun for some reason. I had the camera.
Okay.
I was like, this is lovely. I'm on a little boat that was about to sink in the middle of the South Pacific with a bunch of angry guys on the back of the boat and Coast Guard with their guns pointed at them, like, you know, stay there. And I'm taking pictures and videotaping, and they made me crawl into the hold because, you know, you have to measure the outside of the boat, the inside of the boat, to find if there's a secret compartment.
Sure.
Well, I was the skinniest, lankiest person.
So you went down.
Yeah. And they're like, go down there. And I was like, oh. And they put, like, dead sharks, chickens, just laying on top of the most disgusting things you can imagine, just so you wouldn't do it. And I was like, well, whatever. But, I mean, it was fun. Well, when I joined, it was the Department of Transportation.
Right.
And I think in 05, I want to say 05 or 06, I woke up one day and they gave me a sheet of paper that said, I'm a plank owner of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And I kind of looked at them and I was like, does this change anything? And they went, no. And I was like, oh, okay. So I threw it in my locker and couldn't tell you where it is to this day.
So whenever you were done with your service, I'm assuming that you decided that you wanted to go back to school.
No.
No.
No. Actually, when I got out in 07, and people think I'm a little hypocritical or biased, jaded, none of this veteran love hippie stuff existed.
Yeah.
The Coast Guard literally gave me the money for a bus ticket from Seattle to Pittsburgh. Luckily, I had a job lined up working for a company installing video cameras in cop cars, where I had to drive around Monday through Friday all over the Northeast, all the way to Texas, all the way up to Maine. And the post 9/11 GI Bill wasn't even passed.
Right.
So if I would have gone to school, I would have had the Montgomery GI Bill, which pays a fraction of what the post 9/11 pays now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that, and then I did basically anything to make money. I was a pizza delivery guy until I got robbed at gunpoint.
No.
Yeah, and the guy couldn't understand why I didn't want to work the night shift anymore for a while.
There you go.
You know, I built a deck hockey rink in Kennedy Township.
I pass that every day.
Yeah, I built that. Yeah. It was like me and one other guy.
That's really cool.
There's a scrape on my truck because of that.
So how did you make the decision to go back to school then?
Well, from 09 to 2011, I was working with a company called ECSI.
And mm-hmm.
They used to actually send out your student tax forms if anybody used to get those in the mail.
Right, yeah.
That was the company that did that.
Okay.
Got laid off from there in November 2011. Did a couple odd jobs. Was a dishwasher at First Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Moved it back to Seattle. Couldn't find a job for the 4 months. And I was like, well, I got enough money to either go home or pay my month of rent.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to go home. And I went home, and that was in the winter of 2012.
Right.
And I was looking around, and I called Dan Rota down at the vet center, and I was like, what do I have to do to come to college? This is literally like 3 weeks before the spring semester.
Okay.
And he goes, nothing. I was like, do you need my transcripts? He goes, no. I said, well, what do I have to pay? He's like, nothing. I was like, well, what do you need from me? He goes, well, do you have your letter of eligibility? I'm like, yeah, I got that a couple years ago when I was thinking about college, but it was CCAC, not
right.
RMU. I was like, yeah, I got that. And he goes, well, do you have your military transcript? I was like, yeah, I got that. I got about 63 credits. He goes, well, send those over. We'll apply some of the credits that are applicable,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see you January 13th.
That's really cool.
That was literally how I came to Robert Morris. I didn't even have enough money to buy the books for the class.
Right.
But I got there, I felt very out of place.
Mm-hmm.
I used to joke around. I felt like I was going to go to jail just looking at some of these people. The vet center was there. I hung out there. It was people with similar backgrounds, mm-hmm. similar age, even though I'm kind of one of the older ones now. And I just kind of felt more comfortable.
Yeah.
So in between classes, I just sit down there and watch TV, talk with people, you know, not feel so out of place.
Right.
Because you figured I graduated high school in 2002. Mm-hmm. So it was literally 11 years since right. I've had a class.
Right. And that's one of the good things that the Vet Center does with veterans is it makes you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, if we're from so many different majors, mm-hmm. that, like, if you have a random core class that the one guy was good in, you're not doing good, you know, he'll help you.
He'll help out.
You don't have to officially go to a tutor. There's a stigma about that. You know, everybody has
sure.
a stigma.
So, sure.
You know, we try to help each other. You know, go out, have dinner a couple times.
Nice.
We've had people over the house. Well, not my house, but I've gone to people's houses.
Right.
You know, we've celebrated certain things together.
Right.
I mean, some of the people I talked to graduated 2 years ago
yeah.
still from it.
Yeah. Before we let you go, I do want to talk about the new president coming in, especially with his military background. He was in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. What is your opinion on him so far?
I really haven't had that much exposure to him. I did think it was interesting reading his bio, not so much the military aspect, but his what his degrees were in.
Yeah.
Because his degrees were in economics, I believe. Right?
I think one of them was, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm an econ major, so I was like, okay. And then it was like all very business, you know, structured,
sure.
analytical, logical. And then he's coming from one of the most prestigious liberal arts colleges. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of like, But, I mean, hopefully what he brought to the liberal arts was more of a structure to make them go where they wanted to go.
Yeah.
Because I know Robert Morris is getting a little bit more into liberal arts, so mm-hmm. maybe he'll bring something to that where instead of just doing, you know, something here, he can bring yeah. a strategy yeah. to it.
Do you think he's going to reach out to the has he tried? I mean, I know that he invited you guys out for the game the other night. Has he done any more reaching out to you guys?
No, but I didn't really expect it to. He's still in between here and the other college.
Right,
so
yeah. yeah.
I figure until he's here officially, which is, I think is either December or January.
Yeah, yeah. He's not going to be officially here until, I believe, February.
Well, I mean, January, after February yeah. I'll probably expect, you know, to hear a lot more from him, you know,
sure.
wanting to get involved.
Sure. And if, say, a non-veteran wants to get involved, are we able to do that? How do we help out?
You know, we have fundraisers. I mean, a lot of the times there's non-veterans that hang out at the Vet Center because they know veterans.
Right.
As I said, fundraisers are one of the big things that we kind of have issues with just because we don't have the manpower to, mm-hmm. like, you know, the flyers, the coordination. You know, there's Team Red, White, and Blue down in, I think they're out of Swickley. They're a running thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I signed up for them. I don't know why. I have bad knees and hate to run. I like the jersey, though. There's also the Mission Continues. That's in Pittsburgh. I'm not sure if you have to be a veteran for that.
Sure.
But I know they go out and build homes in the community.
Yeah. So there's a lot for us to get involved with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just have yeah. to look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach Cusnati, the president of the Veteran Student Association, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you very much for your service.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more from RMU Chat. You're listening to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Joe Hale, television engineer at the Academic Media Center at Robert Morris University. You are listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Are you a Colonials fan? If you want the best in RMU sports talk radio, tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Colonial Talk, featuring RMU Radio's Vince Russo and Colin Sullivan.
If your butt doesn't get pumping after that one, I don't think you have a pulse, so.
Listen as the two banter on all RMU sports, both women's and men's.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
You won't want to miss the hard-hitting duo that holds no punches when it comes to dishing it out.
Hashtag no mercy.
That makes no sense.
Call into the show by dialing 412-397-6816 to voice your opinions on their hot takes on Colonial sports. But remember to keep it clean.
A little unsanitary, to say the least.
That's 412-397-6816. Colonial Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Find us on the TuneIn app or through iTunes live streaming on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
Pizza Da Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU Student Specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza Da Casa. From our Da Casa to your Da Casa. Fresh and delicious.
RMU Radio, your award-winning station. 2015 Intercollegiate Broadcasting System's Best Specialty Show finalist, comment.
لكن في سؤال عندي الآن، هل تعتقد الممثل لابد أن يكون يعني إنسان متوسع في أفكاره؟
And 2015 Best News Interview finalist Ben Cole with Scott Erlbacher.
Let's put you in West Virginia and running their Greek life. If this happened under your watch, what would you have done?
Society for Collegiate Journalists, first place internet radio overall excellence.
You are tuned in to Underground Hits.
Welcome to Out of My Element.
This is Colonial Talk.
Sports Talk in the Berg.
Welcome to Literature Out Loud.
RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
That was such an odd song. Oh, my goodness.
You say that every time.
The robot fornicating.
Frankenstein by the Edgar Winter Group.
Or as I like to call it, robot coitus.
Frankenstein coitus, whatever you want to call it.
No, it's robots.
Frankencoitus.
Frankencoitus. There's a new Frankenstein. We might be doing that later.
Yeah.
There's a new Frankenstein movie coming out. Did you guys see the trailer for it?
I'm not too impressed.
Daniel Radcliffe and I forget what his name is. I'm gonna have to look it up now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to look it up now.
I wasn't too impressed by the trailer though.
Yeah, it's Frankenstein. We already know the story. We already know the story.
This is like the third Frankenstein in 2 years.
Yeah,
Frankenstein's boring.
Well, I mean, what
I'd like to see, though? A Frankenstein like Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula, like, actually do what the book is, because Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is nothing like Frankenstein. Like,
no.
And Frankenstein's the guy, not the monster, and, like, it's a whole thing. So maybe if somebody did the exact book, because the book's kind of cool.
James McAvoy.
Oh, okay.
Frankenstein was one of my favorites.
Yes, but this doesn't
have anything to do with actual Frankenstein.
I understand that, but it was still
fun. Yeah, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
This one's called Victor Frankenstein. McAvoy plays the title character, and then Daniel Radcliffe is Igor.
Igor.
Am I just saying things now just to upset you?
That's
all right. Or is it vice versa?
Yeah, I think it's vice versa.
Speaking of that, it's entertainment time. Yes.
That's the entertainment intro now.
I like it.
Thank you.
It's good.
I got one for sports, too. You just wait.
I can't wait for it. We do have an update on the Force for Daniel.
Sort of a sad update.
Well, good, but then kind of sad.
It was good, but sad. So I guess it was last week I first told everyone about Force for Daniel, that hashtag to get this guy named Daniel a chance to watch the new Star Wars movie. He had leukemia. He was afraid he wasn't supposed to live until December when the movie would come out. So hashtag Force for Daniel arrived on the internet. Good turn in that story. Disney did it. J.J. Abrams and a few other people. J.J. Abrams like wrote him a letter, and a few Disney people brought him the movie. He got to watch one of the first edits of the movie. So it's not probably exactly what we'll see in December, but he got to see the movie regardless. Unfortunately, though, this morning he did die. So, you know, he got his last wish. He got to see Star Wars Force Awakens. According to his wife, he loved it. It was the greatest thing that could have happened. So, way to go, Internet. You did something good.
Good job, Internet.
I'm proud to be part of this sector of the Internet. The Internet that has all the weird, like, pornography can stay to one side. I like this part of the Internet that, like, gets real good stuff done for people. So, I have a few topics for you today, Benjamin.
Okay.
A few different things that,
fire at will.
That I thought we could talk about. First off, let's talk about some breaking-ish news that happened a few hours ago in that American Horror Story.
Yes.
Has been renewed for season 6.
Yes.
Great news. Not exactly surprising news.
To be expected.
That's it. That's like earlier today I said, you know, so it's been picked up for season 6. Big surprise. Ben, you made the good point of it's no surprise, but it's good. You know, it's still big news.
This is something that normally happens if a show is going to get a next season.
Yeah.
This is something that happens middle of the current season.
Yes.
And we've seen this before multiple times. So this is actually nothing really new.
This is nothing new.
So.
This has happened before, but today is the day they finally said it. We don't know what the topic is going to be, of course. I was telling Ben this yesterday. I was catching up on the latest episode of American Horror Story.
I'm not caught up.
That's
still
fine. I was already saying, like, man, I wonder what next season's going to be. Like, you know, they always have so much cool stuff to play off of.
You okay?
I have the hiccups. I'm trying not to hiccup into the
microphone.
That thing.
No, I had a hiccup there. So American Horror Story is coming back. Good news. I'm always there are very few shows that I really care about if they get picked up for a new season.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a sidetrack, but Community was always one of them. And Community was always a show that would get picked up like 2 months before it came back. Like, Community was always in like cancellation hell.
Didn't Yahoo just say, or did some report come out that Yahoo actually lost money on Community?
I hope not. I watched all the episodes twice just so that they would get the extra views. I turned off ad blocks so the commercials would play. I hope not. I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But
the one thing we really don't know about season six for American Horror Story, the only thing we really know is, yes, we are getting one. We have in the foggiest of idea is if Lady Gaga is going to come back. If Jessica Lange is going
to... Lady Gaga has been asked to come back.
Probably,
there's
yeah.
no confirmation yeah. yet. You know what, though? Judging by this season, I know you're not cut off. I'm not spoiling any
the
of this.
The portions that
she
I have seen...
She is doing good.
The portions that I have seen of this show, I really do enjoy Lady Gaga.
I do, too. I really think she is a good actress. I enjoy her being on there. I like what she's doing. My criticism is... They say she was the new Jessica Lange for this season, mm-hmm. but we do not see her nearly as much as we saw Jessica Lange. Jessica Lange was a, like, you know, Lady Gaga's more of kind of like, a, ooh, she's here, she showed up. She's maybe on screen for like 3 minutes total an episode.
Sure, sure.
Where, you know, Jessica Lange was on screen
sure.
a bulk of the show. So
yeah.
it'll be interesting. I hope Jessica Lange comes back for season six. That could be the best news for me. In all honesty, this season five is not my favorite because of the lack of Jessica Lange. I like it all so far, but without Jessica Lange, I'm just not 100% into it. I'm more into it with Lady Gaga than I thought it would be, but not 100%. More breaking news, though, Benjamin.
Okay.
More breaking news coming out.
Okay.
A new Game of Thrones actor, a
Ooh.
New cast member,
Ooh.
Just pulled the biggest rookie mistake of all time by Instagramming a picture of the script.
Are you kidding?
She Instagrammed a picture. You can see one of the pages of the script for Eli Hadad. She has since taken that down, but the damage is done. The picture is up. You can see it. Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Bad.
We won't get into spoilers because there's spoilers.
I'm not even at the bottom. It says spoilers. If you want to know what the page says, I'm not looking at it. I'm not reading it.
We're not going to get there because, especially with the upcoming Game of Thrones season, there are spoilers abound.
Oh yes. So we don't need to read it, but. Heads up, it's out there.
Yes.
One page of the script. I mean, it's not like you know the whole story, but one page of the script is out there.
Yeah.
So be aware there.
Moving from one show to another that is also relatively spoiler-ridden right now.
Sure.
There is a character in The Walking Dead
that
we finally know who it's going to be.
That's true. So Negan has been this character who people have been waiting to show up in The Walking Dead for... seasons. Since like season two, people have been like,
All right,
where's Negan at? Let's bring him in.
Yeah.
Some people thought the governor was Negan at first. The governor turned out to just be the governor. So there's been some
Well, the governor is the governor in
the
comics
too,
as well.
But there were all those theories that like maybe the governor like is Negan. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they're combining because they don't always stick to the comic books. Like I said, the governor turned out to just be the governor.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey Dean Morgan is the guy who will be playing Negan in The Walking Dead. He is, in the comics at least, the biggest, baddest guy that the group faces. So penultimate villain.
If you picture the governor and how evil and how menacing he was,
Negan is way worse
than the governor.
So this could be interesting. This season of The Walking Dead, I have not watched. I haven't watched a single episode of this season. I've honestly hit a point where I'm reading the articles, I'm catching up in that way, but I just cannot bring myself to dedicate the 45 minutes to watch an episode of this season of The Walking Dead because I really have become one of those fans who last season was so bored with it that I've become bored with
this whole show.
And I know
this one's going to reel you back in.
This
season's going to reel you back in.
I just was so bored with it last season. All my favorite characters have been dead since like season three.
Here's what we're going to do. I don't care.
And the whole, you know, and I know Glenn plays a big role in this season. I've always hated Glenn, so I don't care what happens to him.
Here's what we're going
to
do.
I don't care what happens to Rick. I hope Carl dies soon. Like, I hate Carl. Carl's the worst kid actor of all time.
Here's what I want to do.
What?
We're going to pick a day since Thanksgiving break is coming up.
Okay.
We're going to pick a day.
All right.
You and I are going to sit down.
Okay.
We're going to make some coffee.
Okay.
We're going to get some popcorn.
All right.
We're going to get some snacks.
I hate popcorn, and I don't drink coffee.
Well, the coffee will be for me. The popcorn will be for me.
Okay.
You bring your own snacks.
I'll bring milk and Pop-Tarts.
Milk and Pop-Tarts.
Milk and Pop-Tarts. He does. That's so weird. That's so weird to me. He always does that. When he watches House, he makes his freaking Pop-Tarts.
I watch House, I eat Pop-Tarts, and drink milk. That's what I like to
now,
do.
Now, do you do that with other shows, or is it just House?
Well, House is the show I've been watching every day, so I've been tearing
through
House.
It's just a standard go-to.
Pop-Tarts and milk.
Pop-Tarts and milk.
I've done Pop-Tarts and milk.
But like
every day
at
like
12,
I'll buy Pop-Tarts
12 a.m.
Well, whenever I was in pretty much from elementary school to the better part of high school, yes, Pop-Tarts
sure,
and milk was,
every
was
day.
My breakfast.
I mean, but I'm carrying that tradition on.
There you
yeah,
go.
But this
now.
Is this is
but
like
we'll, but
10
we will bring snacks. We
sure.
will bring drink. We will sit down. It. We will watch Walking Dead season 6.
I don't know. All right.
We will.
All right.
We will.
All right. And last piece of news.
Yes.
I know we're running out of time, so I'll make this 30 seconds. The first trailer for Finding Dory came out. It wasn't really a trailer. It was like a 1 minute and 30 seconds of Dory doing
Dory.
This thing, being Dory. It looks like kids will love it, and I'm sure it will make a ton of money because it's Pixar, and it'll probably win an Academy Award because it's Pixar, but it looks like it's going to probably suck to me.
Oh,
I'm
what?
Probably,
really?
I'm
so disappointed.
I'm probably going to hate this movie. I'm calling it now. Like, I love Pixar's original movie, Monsters, Inc., Inside Out. All the sequels suck. They're always so bad when they do sequels. But this is Disney's fault because Disney makes Pixar do 2 sequels for every 1 original they do. So this is what we have to sell.
Is that an actual thing?
That is an actual thing, yeah.
I liked Finding Nemo.
That's why we get nothing but sequels the next few years, because of The Good Dinosaur and Inside Out, both in this year. So we get sequels for the next 3 years or something like that.
I still have yet to watch Inside Out. I really want to, though.
Yeah, it's really
too.
Great.
Me too. I liked Finding Nemo.
I like Finding Nemo.
And you know, let's go back through all their sequels. Like the Toy Story series, I love.
I like actually. You know what? Okay, you got me there because
Toy Story,
I think
yeah.
Toy Story
I
3
Toy
is
Story
the best,
3.
Then Toy Story 2, then the first Toy Story. I don't like the first Toy Story very much,
there
but
there
will be 4.
There will be a
the
4.
The fourth will
okay.
be one of the sequels, but then you got like the sequel to Cars sucked.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a third
you're not
one.
Wrong. You're
there's going to be a third
wrong.
One. The sequel to Monsters, Inc. sucked. And I don't think they're going to make another one of those.
Yeah.
The Incredibles 2 intrigues me a little bit because
will be good.
The
I think
superhero
I
genre
really
is one you can do a few sequels with because they're just heroes fighting villains.
I think they've really been waiting on doing Incredibles 2 just because they know how much people really liked that movie.
I think you're right. I hated that movie when I was a kid, but as
yeah.
I got older and watched it more, I liked
yeah.
it more. So Finding Dory's coming out. Nemo, a lot of people thought it would actually be a prequel, but Nemo and Merlin are in it, so it's not, it's a sequel. It's probably going to be awful, but people will go see it, and
yeah.
it'll probably get an okay rating and win an Academy Award because it's Pixar, and everybody loves Pixar for some freaking reason.
Well, yeah.
Not me.
Okay, well, there's other people in this world other than you, Eddie.
Well, they're all wrong.
Well,
that's the thing.
That's okay.
They're all wrong.
That's
all right,
okay.
That's what I got for you, Benjamin.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Whenever we come back, Hannah Smith is here. She's got some news to drop about the men's basketball team. She's not sure about this. We'll figure this out. We'll figure it. We'll see.
The look that she
we'll
just
see.
The look on this.
We have to.
I'll
talk about entertainment. For
okay.
15
okay.
Minutes.
Well. Okay. We'll figure this out.
It.
I'll play a little bit of a longer song. So we'll figure this out. You're listening to RMU Chat and RMU Radio. Your campus. Your voice.
Hi, this is Dr. Heather Pinson, the Department Head of Communication, and you're listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Are you a Colonials fan? If you want the best in RMU sports talk radio, tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Colonial Talk, featuring RMU Radio's Vince Russo and Colin Sullivan.
If your butt doesn't get pumping after that one, I don't think you have a pulse, so.
Listen as the two banter on all RMU sports, both women's and men's.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
You won't want to miss the hard-hitting duo that holds no punches when it comes to dishing it out.
Hashtag no mercy.
That makes no sense.
Call into the show by dialing 412-397-6816 to voice your opinions on their hot takes on Colonial sports. But remember to keep it clean.
A little unsanitary, to say the least.
That's 412-397-6816. Colonial Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Find us on the TuneIn app or through iTunes live streaming on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
Pizza Da Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU Student Specials.
get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza Di Casa. From our Di Casa to your Di Casa. Fresh and delicious.
RMU Radio, your award-winning station. 2015 Intercollegiate Broadcasting System's Best Specialty Show finalist, comment.
لكن في سؤال عندي الآن، هل تعتقد الممثل لابد أن يكون يعني إنسان متوسع في أفكاره؟
And 2015 Best News Interview finalist Ben Cole with Scott Erlbacher.
Let's put you in West Virginia and running Third Greek Life. If this happened under your watch, what would you have done?
Society for Collegiate Journalists, first place internet radio overall excellence.
You are tuned in to Underground Hits.
Welcome to Out of My Element.
This is Colonial Talk.
Sports Talk in the Berg.
Welcome to Literature Out Loud.
RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Thank you.
You're listening to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
I just got some very breaking, exciting news that might be interested to any of our viewers who
are in
New York right now. Bonus really quick.
Bonus entertainment news?
Shia LaBeouf is holding a film festival over the next 3 days where you can go sit in a park with him in New York City and watch every single movie he's ever been in. I just want to put that out there.
Can we watch Even Stevens as well?
He says his entire filmography. It's hashtag all my movies. So if you're in New York and you really want to go sit with Shia LaBeouf, watch all his movies, you have 3 days to do it.
Just do it.
We can get to the real thing now. I just thought that was very important for our viewers.
It's RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Ben Cole, Hannah Smith, Eddie Sheehy, Zach Laufer. Programming change right now. We're shifting gears. We are doing Police Blotter.
That's an
interesting
siren.
Yeah. So, Hannah, what do you got for us?
All right. So, on the 28th, we have a suspicious incident. A student requested cameras checked for someone possibly entering their room. Officers conducted an investigation and met with negative results.
That
and
had
closed.
To have happened in Yorktown.
Negative.
That's kind of interesting.
Yorktown,
negative results.
There's a girl on my floor named Chelsea. And I will say her name because she keeps her door open. We don't know her last name. She keeps her door open, and Laufer lives next to it. He'll all day, all night, 24/7, whether she's in there and all the lights are on or she's out and all the lights are off. The door is propped open.
Is she in a single?
She is not. She's in a double. I don't know if she has a roommate or
maybe
not.
Her roommate is just there all the time.
But
that's crazy.
I have never seen the door closed. It is always open. So I'm going to bet it's a situation like that. But I was thinking about it. I was like, I would never just, like, walk into somebody else's room. But then I'm also like, you know what? There's a lot of drunk kids in Yorktown.
Yeah.
They would walk into somebody else's room.
That doesn't jive right.
I keep my door closed.
Yeah, because there's a way.
It's
supposed to, like, help, like, the lock in a way. Like,
yeah.
The thing, you can put it on there, and it, like, stops it and keeps it open. You can just constantly go in and out.
Yeah.
Because I know people do that.
I'll do that if I'm running to, like, the trash cans 10 feet away.
Yeah.
But, like,
instead of having to take your
this
key.
Chick keeps her door open 24/7.
That's not good.
Never seen it closed since I got here.
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
I guess nothing bad ever happens to it, though.
What else?
All right, I'm going to lump these two together. They both happen on the same day, and they're both accidents, but they're kind of a little bit interesting. A student came into the station and reported their motorcycle blew over and hit the parked car next to it. Pictures were taken and damaged, and a report was issued. Yeah, it was. And then a student reported their windshield was damaged by a soccer ball while parked in the Colonial Way parking lot. Pictures were taken, and report was issued. So that would probably be right beside the soccer field, but it's just not something you see in the accidents every day. It's usually, oh, somebody backed into this person or something, not by soccer balls and motorcycles.
I wonder who ends up paying for that.
For the motorcycle thing?
The motorcycle thing is probably just an out-and-out accident. Flat out accident.
I was gonna say I think that's just like a ball. Do they?
Yeah. I'm talking the soccer ball.
I wonder if they know.
I wonder if there was actually like a if it says RMU soccer on it.
I hope so.
If it says RMU soccer, that's athletics. That's athletics.
That's
got to take care of
ball. Yeah, you're right. That's true. I'm gonna go plant RMU soccer balls next to my goodness. Car.
Oh jeez. Either that or Nico Brett's just got really bad aim.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. But
I don't know about that.
I don't think so. All right, what else you got?
This is the police blotter from obviously the bomb threat. So it's the first time I've ever seen terroristic threats marked on here, and that happened the first. This department received a threat at the Island Sports Center after investigation. The threat, it was determined to be a prank. Charges will be filed against the parties involved.
Okay, so there it is in black and white.
Yeah.
We have that bomb threat.
And then it's your favorite. I know. You look forward to it every week.
Welfare check!
We have a welfare check on the first. Now, it's also on the same day as the bomb threat, so I wonder if that had anything to do with it. I'm not saying it did, but we don't know.
Well, Our roommate Dylan said that happened. Like, his parents got the alert, and his parents, both of his parents, like, texted him simultaneously, like, you're not at the island right now, are you?
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't happen more.
No.
I mean, my parents didn't find out about it. I called Homer, and I texted them just saying that I had to cover it, and they were like, oh, really? How'd that go? Like, they weren't concerned at all.
See, that's why I talked to my parents yesterday for the first time in 2 months.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I didn't sign my parents' phones up for RMU alerts, so that situation doesn't arise.
Just
my parents
case.
Will be on the phone, like, for an hour.
Just
straight,
in case.
Yeah.
My parents don't know it's a thing.
Yeah, so I don't think they know it's
But they don't have cell phones either, so that helps.
Yeah.
Can you give me one more?
Yeah, that would help.
I can get you one more. I had one up here.
The police drum roll is...
Are you ready?
Yeah, yes. I did the drum roll.
Well, I didn't know how long you were going to go.
Until
I mean,
you
your
got
song.
It. That's how long drum rolls go for.
Then on the 29th, smell of marijuana. Officers were called to Ross Hall for the smell of marijuana. Ross. The result of the call ended in two students going through judicial affairs for possession, paraphernalia, and alcohol violations.
Oh, the triple win.
Yep,
you got
the
it
triple.
On top of that. You got on top of
Bing,
that.
Bing, bang, boom.
I mean, only thing that would have done them in worse would be, like, intent to sell. They could have gone intent to sell.
Yeah, I always think this, like, if you're going to get caught with marijuana, though, college is the place to be to get caught. Because think about it, though. Those kids, no, hold on.
No.
Those kids
we
just go through.
We don't condone it.
We don't condone it. We're not condone. But I'm saying, they get sent through judicial affairs. If you're, like,
not
out somewhere,
time.
Like.
Not all the time.
You like, you're in trouble if you're
you
not on
You go to
on
jail
campus.
If you're not on campus.
I need like, a spray bottle. And just, like, spray you. No.
Hey,
no,
I'm
no.
just saying. I'm not saying
don't
I don't condone it.
Don't
it's
condone
illegal.
It.
You shouldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's illegal
it's,
in some
it's
states.
Bad to do. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the clarification. It's illegal in our state.
It's illegal in our state, yeah.
So don't do it on campus. But I guess, I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't think it's as bad for those people as,
okay.
like, it could be a lot worse for them. Alcohol thing doesn't help. Adding that on top makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does
they
make
got
it
the double.
Worse. Yeah,
a
they
triple
got
whammy, I mean.
A triple whammy.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break.
No.
It's done. Done. Done.
That was the closing sound. The cop turned up the cop car and it went.
We're going to take our last break. Whenever we come back, it is sports time.
Sports.
Sports time with Zach Laufer. Hey, football team won a game.
Shocker.
We can talk about that.
Matt Barr won an award. Not. For throwing a bunch of interceptions.
And we're going to talk about that as well. You're listening to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Dr. Heather Pinson, the Department Head of Communication, and you're listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Pizza Da Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU Student Specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza, along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza Da Casa. From our Da Casa to your Da Casa. Fresh and delicious.
RMU chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice, Ben Cole, Hannah Smith, Eddie Sheehy. Sports time.
Sports time with Zach Loffer.
I really enjoyed that.
That's the new sports intro.
Okay, well.
Wow, do that every time.
Wow. It, okay, you just did it. Sports time with Zach Loffer.
Sports time with Zach Loffer.
That's why I have my headphones off.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I've never seen Ben jump like that.
I thought you were going back and forth. That's why I ripped my
Oh,
off.
My gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Thank
ben
you.
So far.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's the greatest thing that ever happened. Since you had that mini stroke, that's the funniest thing that happened.
Wow.
I don't think anything will beat that.
No. I don't think so. I still have nightmares about that.
It's like your worst radio fear. Yeah,
that would be good. And then
Ben,
he goes,
What are you saying?
It was 8 seconds. Eight seconds
of just trying to come up with something.
Of me just trying to recover from recovery and trying to recover from the recovery. And I couldn't do it. But
so good.
Sports.
Ba-da-da-da. Sports time. Zach Loffer.
News out of the
ba-da-da-da. News time with Hannah Smith.
News from RMU Century Media about some basketball players getting in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah. We got some flack for it from the athletics department, but everything that we put in the article was completely factual, off the books, and there was nothing, no opinion in it. Everything that we said was straight out of the dockets, and we explained that to the athletic department, and it's straight facts. And the facts are that over the past 2 years that 11 RMU basketball players have been cited for disciplinary actions for their actions on campus. Yeah. Those are the facts. That's what we said. We didn't fixate on anything.
Yeah.
And the fact that the RMU athletics is coming down on us for this article is a testament to how highly we place athletics in society, because you see these athletes on a pedestal, and I think that the reason why that the only time you really see an article like this is because it's an athlete is because they're set to a higher standard.
Yeah.
And if they can't deal with that higher standard, that is their problem, not ours.
Sure.
We are doing our job, and I think that that's...
All of the things were in public record.
All the things were in public record.
Reported as is.
No mistakes made, no opinions given, and just that's all we said about it. And if RMU Athletics had a problem with that, which they did, that's not our fault.
No.
That's their players' faults.
All right. And you can find the article online at rmucenturemedia.com. And when the football team won.
The football team won. Three wins, everyone. Three wins.
That's
300% better than last time.
It's a 300% increase.
That is a stat.
That is a statistic.
That is a good statistic.
Do you think
right
if
there.
I wrote an article like that and I said the football team increased its wins by 300%, do you think I would get a lot more page views just
Probably.
Because of the
300%? People love statistics.
Do you know that 78% of statistics are wrong?
Yeah, but 45% of them are true.
Yeah, the football team beat.
We're falling off the rails
really
now.
It's fine. We only have a few weeks in the semester left. We'll just take it easy.
Well, they did win, but it was to a team that hadn't even had a football program since 2004.
Okay.
So.
But whenever we look
so
back on this season.
But they have an 11-year-old program. I would expect an 11-year-old to be able to do some normal human being things.
No, like this is the first year that they've had a football program since 2004.
Oh, I thought you meant they've had one since 2004.
No,
oh,
like
okay.
This is the first season back.
Oh, then it's an infant program.
Yeah.
They beat East Tennessee State, who was 1-7 before this game, 21-9. Matt Barr was named the NEC Rookie of the Week.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, he had a pretty impressive stat line. He threw two touchdowns. He had season highs, career highs in passing yards, touchdowns, completions, all that jazz, and he rightfully won the Rookie of the Week honors. the defense again came to play, and hopefully they'll be able to step it up against the two toughest opponents that they'll face in these last two games of the year in Bryant and St. Francis.
Despite only having three wins, there's always been a player that has come away with an NEC something of the
week. Yeah, I think that's really impressive, actually. That's like the eighth or ninth time a Colonial has won an NEC weekly honor. So despite that their inability to win games, they've been able to individually
the
produce.
The individuals on this team are good. Collectively, it's
not
terrible.
Not so good. Okay. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If offensive coordinator Darren Hicks, who I have featured in one of my profiles, who is coming out tomorrow in the Century, you can check that out. It's not more of a coaching thing. It's more of like a person thing. But if he does not produce more offensive success like he had this past week, after next season, I think his job is in serious jeopardy.
Next two games possibly winnable. Can we come out of these 2-0, 1-1?
I'd say 0-2 is the more likely possibility. 1-1 is a very distant possibility. Okay. And if they win both of these games, I will jump for joy.
I would like to see you
literally jump for joy.
Jump for joy because I have to cover the game regardless. I'm sure the players would jump for joy.
Yes.
If they win both these games, no one's going to get fired in the next 5 years. I guarantee it.
Well, coming off a one-win season last year.
And if they win five games.
And you've got three right now, possibly four, maybe even five. There's
5-7 wouldn't be
awful. That's not bad.
5-7 wouldn't be awful.
It's bad whenever we say that 4-5 wins is actually a good year.
It would be a great year in terms of where they were last year.
We might actually change it from Joe Walton Stadium to Banaszak Stadium.
Banaszak Arena.
Banaszak Arena.
We'll call it the Banaszakery.
We're gonna leave on that note. No. Yes, we are. Say goodbye, Zach.
Oh my god, I can't believe you said that. No.
Okay. Yes. We're
hey, the men's soccer team has its first playoff game against St. Francis on Friday. It's not anywhere close, though. It's in New York. But good luck.
It's taking place in the Banaszakatorium.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, anyway, good luck, Nico, Brett, and the Colonials. Woo!
All right. Woo. Stop talking. I'm going to mute your microphone. Okay. Just like that. Yep, you're done. You're done.
No, I'm just going to have to talk louder now.
We want to thank Zach Kisnaughty from the Student Veterans Association for joining us today. You can find everything that we pretty much talked about today on rmucentralmedia.com. For Zach Laufer, a muted Eddie Sheehy. Hannah Smith, you have been listening to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Ben.
Listen, young people, I'm 74, and I plan to live 60, you're 70 more. Yeah, I've been all around, I've done a few things, and I spent a few nights on the floor. Everything wrong, but I never got caught, so of course I would do it all over again. I surprised many people who'd written me off years ago, now they're way underground. Nobody asked me, but here's my advice to a young man or woman who's living this life in a world gone to hell. Nobody's safe. Do not go quietly unto your grave. Do not go quietly unto your grave. Mm-hmm.
and I'll learn a few more. And I got enough bullets to fight a small war. Nobody asked me, so here's my advice to a young man or woman who's living this life in a world gone to hell where nobody's safe. Do not go quiet.